So if you've been following along with the show, you may have heard some of these announcements, but I want to let everybody know that coming up on May 8th, I will be over at the Monocle hosting the singer-songwriter storytelling event that I've been doing. This is now, this is actually the second one. The first one went really well, and Laura over there at the Monocle said, let's make this a monthly thing, and so we're doing it. May 8th, I'll have Ali Vogler of the River Kittens, Leah Osborne of One Way Traffic, and Dan Johanning of The Wilderness. And so those three will be up on stage at the same time, all taking turns sharing songs and stories behind all these songs. And tickets are $7, can be purchased at eventbrite.com. And we're going to kick off everything about doors at 7:30, music at 8, should be over by 10. So come on out and have a great time with us at the Monocle over there in the Grove, right by the corners of Kings Highway and Manchester. So, also coming up a little bit later in the summer, July 8th, over at the Old Rock House, I will be hosting this year's 4th annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show. And I'm really pumped for this event. This is a big deal for me. These are always a lot of fun. And this year I've invited along my friends the Scandaleros, Old Souls Revival, the Sophisticated Babies, Matthias and the Pirates, and the Many Colored Death. And we're going to have a really great time over there at the Old Rock House. Tickets are $10 for that event. And it's kid-friendly. Come on out. Bring the whole family. Have a great time. It's going to be a Sunday, fun day kind of event. We're going to start about 1 and music at 2. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see you all there. All those details for both events can be found on rockpaperpodcast.com. And, of course, events on the Facebook page. Click RSVP. I hope to see you all there. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. Find them over there in the .Zack building in the St. Louis area. Or you can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. They'll have new records in every Friday. I just had a great time hanging out with those guys for Record Store Day. I'm sure you can swing by and still pick up a couple of leftovers from that. You can also follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All kinds of records and tickets given away throughout the day over there. And be sure to check out the exclusive meet and greets and record signings they've been doing. So everything's at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Yeah. Awesome, we're Blastar.
And this is the Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out with the guys of Blastar. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, this is cool. This is the first time really getting to hang out. I've known Dan for a little while, but this is the first time really getting to properly meet all you guys, getting to know a little more about the band. But you guys want to go around the mic and introduce yourselves for those listening?
I'm Shane, I play drums.
I'm Brett, and I play guitar.
I'm Dan, and I play bass.
I'm Kyle, and I play keyboards. We do some vocals sometimes.
Yeah?
Occasionally.
Yeah. We haven't done lately, but sorry, I don't know.
I was going to say, I did hear some vocals in some of the older recordings I was listening to on Bandcamp and stuff, so.
Yeah.
I guess we did do vocals.
I did leads on most of that, and Brett and Shane did harmonies. Mm-hmm. And we had another guy in the band, Josh, that used to do a couple harmonies here and there, too.
Right.
And I do all the arranging for that. It was, yeah. And Dan actually recorded our first album and, you know, just let me sit there and, like, well, what if we do this harmony? And you're like, yeah, you should probably do that harmony, too. Like, is it okay to have five?
Yeah. Definitely okay to have five.
So there was the...
We put five harmonies on Cosmic Valkyrie.
Yeah, and that was all you, mostly.
Yeah, I guess so.
And Demons, also.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all was needed.
There was like five Kyles.
Yeah. So right now...
Was it needed?
Yeah, so right now all our stuff's instrumental. But,
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. You get, like...
You can't...
Being in the studio is different, too, so you just get... Those like ideas. Sometimes a song
just wants to be instrumental.
Yeah, that too.
There is that too.
And I think people have been enjoying Blastar as just instrumental lately as well. So
yeah,
I don't think we've gotten like booed off of any stages.
Not yet.
Usually positive responses. So
we what was that intro we did? Daytona what?
That was the Daytona USA theme song from the Daytona USA arcade game that also got ported to Sega Saturn.
Nice.
And that composer is Takanobu Mitsuyoshi.
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's the best I can do with pronouncing it.
For sure.
Brett, do you want to take another take at it? Can you do it?
No.
Brett.
Check them.
Well, one reason I really bring it up though is because, like, listening, also mentioned, you know, some of the stuff on the Bandcamp page I was listening to, but Tomahawk on there, like, felt like it could be a video game soundtrack or some kind of, like, you know, just inspired or felt like it was inspired by video games and stuff. So some of the stuff in there, some of the progressions and things, and like, I just, so I don't know, I'm not to. Not to be insulting
the inspirations have slipped into us.
Right, but surely. It just like felt like it could, I mean, especially instrumental and stuff, and that, you know, it just felt like it could be a fun arcade game.
There's the Ninja Gaiden boss theme that, like, actually we found out after we wrote Tomahawk.
Also sounds like Tomahawk,
it's
yeah.
pretty similar.
Well, what's funny about Tomahawk is, like, Shane wrote that rift.
That riff.
The rift in time was made by Shane. Riff's but no, we were just hanging downstairs at practice one night, and he's like, can you do this? Ba, 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 ba. He's like, no, duh. And he's like dictating it to me to play it on the keyboard, like through like vocalizing it, and then like walks over and like reaches over the keyboard, and like he's like stabbing out the notes. You know, that's how we wrote that riff.
Yeah.
And it all like, yeah, I think anybody that knows me knows that, and, I mean, Blastar in general is that it is heavily, very heavily, like, video game influence, like, mixed with...
Well, and those video game composers were influenced by prog, too.
So. Yeah, true, yeah. Yeah, prog rock, 70s prog rock, like Camel and Kansas and Gentle Giant. We had a first album, we had a, like... You know, almost, I'm not going to say like ripped off, but more of a homage kind of section in a song called Cosmic Valkyrie that had Gentle Giant kind of vocals to it. So yeah, that's where a lot of our collective influences kind of come from.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, almost like the parts almost felt like 8-bit, you know, like, or something like that. It was like very, mm-hmm. you know, NES or even, you know, something like Atari or whatever even before that. So
right.
some of that early sounds and stuff just like, mm-hmm. but obviously modernized, but like some of the, it just, it was fun. And it just like, it felt nostalgic at times and stuff too, just kind of think, take me back to some of those early games and stuff, so. But let's go back a bit though, guys. Like, so we kind of talking about some of this stuff, but how does this group even come to be? How do we where does Blastar get started at?
I guess me and Kyle have been playing music over here together since like 2010 or so. Oh,
excuse me. Yeah,
and had a cover band, or we started writing like Spaceport Blues and stuff back then. And then had a cover band.
Andy was in the daytime.
Yeah.
Back then.
And had a cover band where Shane kind of joined us, and we did a really awesome cover band. It was sweet. And
was that prog stuff too, or?
Yeah, we had a group called Lava Rock for a while with a.
It was
classic rock and yeah, just prog.
Cool stuff.
We did like Blinded by the Light and Carried All My Wayward Son. And like Subdivisions by Rush.
Lots of Thin Lizzy. There was like four Rush songs we did.
We did three Thin Lizzy songs.
I want to see. Rush songs. I want to go to a bar and see that cover band.
Like two cheesy top songs. Yeah.
Anyway,
I still have some videos on my computer of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the PC. But yeah, so that happened, and then we decided to go back to writing original music. And brought back the songs we had written a few years ago, and got Shane on drums, and had a different bass player, Josh, and Dan recorded us back then. We did like the first record, and
Josh had a kid, and then Dan joined the band.
We've known each other for years.
Kyle
yeah. since middle school. I've known Vico since. Elementary school, YMCA day camp.
Yeah, that's true. I've also known Dan since middle school too.
Yeah. So we've been buds for a long time and musician friends.
He was first chair in middle school orchestra for his grade, and I was first chair for middle school orchestra in my grade. So I always looked at Dan with this like, oh yeah, he's better than me, I guess, because he's older.
Yeah,
I had a chance to join. Mr. Nevins asked me to join like 8th grade orchestra when I was going into 7th grade.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, no, I don't want to be pulled away from my friends.
I think, yeah.
And I'm like, I think that's more like, would I be first chair? He's like, no.
So, I had to battle me for it.
Right.
But yeah, Dan's in the band now, and we've been writing this new batch of music for like, I guess like 2 years now, but we're like we're almost done.
Has it really been that long?
because we recorded Tomahawk a couple of years ago, and then we started writing this music.
Well, all these tunes have like gone over like heavy scrutiny. You know, it's just like
it's just a long writing process.
There have been like practices where like 2 hour long practices where we're just like chopping up this one, I don't know what, 15-second part.
Right.
Like a couple of riffs, like, I should have done like this. No, let's put this thing on the beginning. No, it needs to have a transition here. You know, and it's just like, the music's just getting.
But we have gotten together almost every week.
Yeah, it's been consistent.
In that time. And,
I think it's the perfect way to describe it is the thing that you took away from it is that, especially with it being instrumental now, the music lends itself to the imagination, I suppose, and
right.
Video game music is a good way to capture it.
Yeah.
I think that's the appeal to the music, is to think that you could listen to it
right.
and be gaming out or, you know.
But it's not exactly like chiptune, you know, kind of right. music, like chiptune or retrowave, but it's like.
No. Right.
I always feel like you get to write your own story at that point.
Right.
Like, when you're really, and that's kind of what, like when when I came into this band, it was to record him. But one of the things I always noticed was that everything was like, I don't know, very story based. Like there's a strong narrative, whether they gave it to you or you gave it to yourself, just whatever you had in your head, you know. And so it was cool to get to join in on that, and that's what these like newer tunes are a lot, at least to me. Like I get lost in them sometimes too. I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta look at the crowd I'm playing to or something. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. Like I'm a big fan of singer songwriters. So I do like the vocals. I like hearing those stories and stuff. But like I have buddies. You know, when he writes these songs, sometimes he doesn't want to share the stories that inspired him because he doesn't want to take away from the story that you may have come up with yourself, however you felt inspired by it sometimes, you know. So, like,
yeah.
Exactly what you're saying with the music. Sometimes you let it just whatever it means to you sometimes. You may make up your own story to go with it. But,
yeah.
And just portraying stories with melodies instead of lyrics can be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So are you thinking you guys are gearing up to hit the studio then soon?
Yeah, we just gotta finish writing like one more song, and then we should have enough for a decent length release.
Yeah.
Because, well, Tomahawk's like, what, 10 minutes or something like that? Or
yeah.
So. Yeah.
Is that like a normal for you guys? Like for the new stuff? I mean, are we...
Some of the newer ones are a little bit shorter, I think, but
overall the songs are a bit shorter, but it's just how they happen to end up. Like
it's whatever the song needs, really.
Right. I mean, if we let ourselves, every song would be 20 minutes long. So we've been trying to waver on the side of, you know.
I think our working title is about 8 or 9 minutes.
Just the Spanish song is, or whatever it's called.
That old song, an old song from Spain.
Sure.
Yeah.
That one's like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But the other ones are around 7 minutes or so, like a little bit scaled back. But yeah, we just need to finish like one more, and then we should have like 35-40 minutes worth of music to record. Yeah. So.
I knew these guys, Circo, on the show a while back.
I know them.
Yeah. They,
we've played with them in the past.
Nice.
Yeah.
They shared a song on their on the podcast. It was like a 26-minute long, you know, live jam and stuff.
Yeah,
like
those guys jam out.
Yeah, they just let it go. They said they said something on the podcast about like they like to take it to space and back or something like that.
Yeah, you know, it's a little too much for my dad. That's what he says about our music though too.
Oh yeah.
He's like, I can't do Blastar. It's a little too weird. I like when you play with PTL, Kyle. Mike, that's pop music, Dad. Like, you know, it is like. I didn't think you were a top 40s guy.
He came out to Lava Rock.
He did support Lava Rock though. He always came out to all of our shows.
He
appreciated the content we did. My dad's a guy that he's mostly classic rock, like Heishi 95, but for like somehow some reason he got into like the Chieftains. And like Celtic music, and like river dance,
right?
Stuff like that,
which has been a big influence on you, probably.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, I can remember a year in my life where my dad would switch between listening to like river dance, but then he'd listen to like Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense, you know, in the same car ride.
Right.
He's a man of many tastes.
Yeah, but I never got like the Celt. He said he met one of the Chieftains on a plane once and was really excited about it. Most people don't even fucking really know who the Chieftains are.
I don't.
It's
like an Irish, like a popular, somewhat popular Irish group. What?
Irish Descendants.
Huh?
Barrett's Privateers.
Irish Descendants, or Barrett's Privateer is a great song. Yeah, I also know that from my dad. The Scotsman. Finnegan's Wake. Finnegan's Wake's another great one. My dad played flute for a while, though.
Huh.
What?
Yeah. And, like, penny whistle. Yeah.
Like Captain Picard.
Yeah, like flute.
Oh, my God, I'm going to give him so much shit about that.
Yeah, for as much as, like, a hard-ass tough guy that my dad acts like all the time. But he does.
My dad's like ex-military, like ex-cop. Yeah. Used to be a boxer in high school and like.
Also a flautist.
And jump trains. Fucking crazy, man.
Cool.
Yeah. You gotta throw in some.
Anybody else want to talk about their dad?
Some flute in here then?
No.
Should have him.
I did like the. I think we all probably did like the fourth grade recorder thing.
Right.
We should all. That's about it. Yeah, we should do some 4-part recorder.
I appreciate 4-part recorder harmony, like some Bach like stuff, Brandenburgs.
We could all learn recorder pretty
I think easily. We talked about this and we're like, you know, we're a prog band. If we do flute, we're just going to immediately be compared to.
Jethro Tull?
JT.
Or yeah. Camel.
I actually need to like see Jethro Tull when they come to town.
Has anybody, I mean like, sold obviously out. That's the
is
one.
Is it
that
already
comes
sold
mind.
Out?
Jethro Tull, sorry, what?
I was going to say, is that's like definitely Jethro Tull is like the only one that comes to mind, but like has anybody else like really popularized the flute and rock and roll? Like,
I mean, I guess not super popular, but there's plenty of bands from the time like, like Camel or, I mean, a lot. I could get a whole flute rock playlist going.
Well,
I have to think about
too,
it
right?
for a minute. Recorders, mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some recorders on Life on Mars.
There's recorders all over the place, I'm sure.
That might be like recorder sounding synth, though, on that track.
Mellotron?
There's no Mellotron on Life on Mars.
Hmm.
There's like a string quartet, maybe. Tangents as you said earlier.
This show's good for it, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna cut most of this.
I'm here. What?
The amount
of my
you wanna say some words?
Taco Bell sauce.
Do you want a bush?
Fridge door.
I mean I probably have more than I need.
Is astonishing.
Well
I mean that's solid.
The problem is, I need to make.
2 liters.
I haven't made chili dip in a while, and I have the can for it, and I had the Velveeta. But I just have.
That's,
I just need to put it into practice.
That's 2.5 liters worth of sauce packets alone.
I don't think it's all Taco Bell sauce, though. There's probably, like, some ketchup.
Oh, there's the sweet and sour, mayo.
Liz gets the breakfast from Jack in the Box a lot of the time. So you'll get a. You have some, like, maple syrup packs in there.
She's just been stockpiling.
I tried to make Eggos yesterday and I burnt them. I was really disappointed. I think I made a cereal instead. No, I heated up a piece of pizza.
You used to be a formidable line cook. Now look at you.
I can still hold my own on a line.
I know you like to say that.
What do you mean like to say that? You don't think I can do it?
Oh, I thought you just snagged that nice and smooth. But nope.
Yeah.
Wait.
You can't go.
I can't believe you. I got him his first fucking. You know that?
His first?
Yeah, I got him his first kitchen job.
Hey, I'm not denying that respect. Never.
I had many years under my belt when you were still a guppy.
A grasshopper?
A guppy in the kitchen.
A guppy?
Yeah. Hey, check it out. Thai stick. We had this French chef named Matt Frankie that would, I'm not even going to get into it right now.
Okay.
I'm glad that.
We can talk about that later.
I didn't foresee a
that's
shout
not a
out
blast
to,
our thing.
To Chef.
Huh?
I didn't foresee a shout out to Chef Frankie happening.
French cuisine!
On the Rock Paper Podcast.
Right.
So that's good.
Yeah. If he listens to this.
He is.
I don't know where he's chefing right now. He's probably chefing somewhere. But I mean, I guess that's relevant because you know we had nurtured a friendship at the bistro.
Those are our Prague foundations. Today.
Perhaps, yeah. Did
Matt
a lot
Frankie.
Listening to a lot of music in the kitchen.
Lots of Oingo Boingo.
Oingo Boingo, yeah.
King
Dio
Crimson.
Greatest Hits.
King Crimson, all over and over again.
Bet Out of Hell one.
Probably a lot of people
because of Ryan Schultz.
If Brian was working, there was probably Devo, right?
So much Devo.
Yeah, lots of Devo. Brian and I would argue over...
Satisfaction.
We would argue over which band was worse, Europe or Twisted Sister. And I would... I was for Europe being slightly better than Twisted Sister. like having
for
like
for the final countdown.
Well, no, just, like no, I'm like their whole catalog of having like more actually listenable material.
You've actually listened to the entire catalog of.
Oh, come on!
You're up and twisted.
Like, come on, who are you talking? Like, come on, who are you talking to here? Like
an avid Europe and twisted.
You ever seen the
fan.
Movie? The movie, what is it? Hot Rod.
Oh yeah.
With what's his face?
Andy Samberg.
Yeah, with the Samberg boy. Yeah. That movie, most of the soundtrack in that is Europe songs. There's like five or six Europe songs.
I know, I loved it.
Yeah, so Brian was like, no, Twisted Sister's better. And I'm like, ah. They have like, I feel like Twisted Sister has like two or three or four like pretty good songs. Maybe really good songs.
That you know of.
Right.
Have you heard?
Well, but I mean, he would play the whole CD out, so I had to hear songs like. Oh man, I think they did a cover of Leader of the Pack, which in itself is not a very good song, I don't think. It's by Bad Company. And then I think Twisted Sister covered it.
Sounds laborsome.
Yeah.
I think it was on Netflix for a while, it might still be there, but there's like a documentary about.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to watch that. Yeah, I think I added that to my queue.
Yeah, We Are Twisted Fucking Sister or whatever. I think it's the title of it.
Yeah.
I have
a lot of trouble using Netflix in general.
Yeah. But it made me appreciate them a whole lot more. Like, it was really, really well done. I mean, like, I know some of the songs, but, like, seeing the hustle that they put in, trying to make it, you know, it was maybe appreciated a lot more. Like I said, like it was just cool to see some of the early years of like them trying to make it in New York, you know, doing the grinding just like all of us and stuff. To you know, just like every other band in St. Louis here today and stuff. So
I didn't know that about their history.
Yeah, I mean, they you know, there's like a lot of stuff like where they were like. Real close to, you know, deals and things fell through and all, you know, just bad luck all the time and, like, finally got a break and stuff. So, like, it was... And then I kind of got into, like, when I started, like, doing the makeup and the hair and all the dressing up and then, like...
The glam.
Yeah, and then they got rid of it and everything. But it was, like... It was cool, man. It was, like, really well-done documentary. I, like, you know, I don't watch a ton of those rock docs, but I thought that was really well done.
Are you familiar with... their cameo in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I don't know when the last time I watched Pee-wee's, but that's been a long time.
Would it be all right if I queued that up for you on my YouTube app?
Yeah, please do.
Great.
I was also thinking when we were talking Devo while he's queuing that up.
No, we do love some Devo.
We're
all Devo.
That Satisfaction on SNL, that the live one they did.
Yeah.
They covered that?
Like,
or they did? When was that?
On SNL,
sorry, that's the other Daytona that you were saying.
It was like the first year of SNL, I think.
It was like...
Devo covering Satisfaction is one of my favorite instances of any band covering any other band.
It's probably my favorite. Yeah, like same. Like, I think it's better than
the
original song.
I think I told you that
song.
One time. Yeah, when we were listening to it, it's like...
Seeing them doing it live on...
But I'm generally not much of a Stones fan.
You're playing Twisted Sister.
But they look like straight
it's
like
one
robots clip. Playing it. Like, it was awesome. Like, it was so well done. Like,
yeah, they struck a certain tone. Yeah. I'm happy with it.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Morning, Pee-wee. Today's my birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want.
Good for you
that
and your father.
So guess what I want? A new ring. No, your bike. You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, dude's in Teen Wolf. Michael J. Fox.
I don't know why it has this clip of this other stuff. I just want the actual scene.
You think you'd be better at queuing this up by now?
Oh, my.
Well, I mean, it wasn't the video I thought it was going to be. You know, I was looking for a shorter clip. Here we go. There we go. That's fine. This is the one. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
No glam. No makeup. More tough.
Yeah, I forgot all about this.
At least I'm watching this. a good. I don't get it, man. Six, but I'm like, I never did.
This, is, got this, it. This is great, though. This is crash. Oh, I cut it off too soon.
No,
alright, pull up the crash.
Pee Wee's Playhouse.
It was good to cover Twisted Sister, though.
Even when I was your age,
it was just always weird.
Are you talking about Pee Wee's Playhouse now?
Yeah. My daughter has watched enough to know that she doesn't get it.
I've seen your daughter before.
She looks like she wants to, like, understand what's going on. She's like, this is all crazy, right? I'm like, yeah, you're right, it's all crazy.
Right. It's but just it's a non. It's like that Yo Gabba Gabba show. That's a crazy show.
Sure.
That show's probably not even relevant anymore, is it?
I have no idea.
So it fits perfectly with your arsenal of quips.
Outdated, like, yeah. References.
Like Sammy Sosa.
There's nothing wrong with Sammy Sosa.
You know. Ron Harper.
Who's Ron Harper?
He was on the Dream, or the Bulls squad.
Yep. Yeah.
Scottie Pippen, Jordan. Ron Harper, man.
Yep. Tony Kukoc?
Yep.
There you go. Attaboy. Tony Twist?
Tony Twist used to have Twister's Bar up here.
He had a lot of fights.
Yeah, he was a fighter.
Willie McGee.
Is he on the team this year?
Willie? Yeah.
Is Jose Oquendo still the third base pitching coach?
Oquendo?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he is, right?
You just combined two different types of coaches.
Jose Oquendo? His name's not Jose?
You combine two types of coaches.
He's
a third base coach, but not a pitching coach.
Did I say third base pitching coach?
Yes. Is he the third base pitching coach? I'm offended.
That's the coach that advises the pitchers to hit it towards third base. You didn't know they had those.
I was just testing you.
Right.
You don't know about... Wow. Thought you knew the game, Shane.
Thought you knew the game, Shane.
Yep. You guys recently played the Ready Room.
Cool venue.
With DiBiase and Scuzz, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a really fun show.
Yeah.
I hope to do it again.
Was there a third band that played besides DiBiase and Scuzz?
No, it's just us three.
And all three of you are instrumental, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that was Danny Blaze in for the win. Like,
from Brother Lee.
Yeah.
Danny's
yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah, he put it together, and like we were kind of throwing around a bunch of bands to play with, and like we're always looking for bands to play with that are like similar to us, and
it's hard to find a lot of times.
Yeah,
it's hard to find anybody doing that type of style. But he found two bands that were like right in the same vein, you know. And they were fun to listen to, man. I enjoyed that show.
Yeah.
Just before we played it.
Both of those bands are really good. I was impressed.
Yeah, man. So no vocals at all that night?
Nope. Nah.
No.
I guess we had talking mics at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I introduced a couple songs.
It's always good.
Yeah. Light banter.
Yeah.
Banter light.
Sometimes we're not so good at that.
DiBiase guy had a couple good one-liners.
Oh, right, yeah.
They had a...
Well, because he asked the audience if we had any questions, so I asked him if their band was based off of Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase. He's like, not exactly, but we'll talk about that later.
And then you never talked about it later.
No, so. I did talk to him later.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Twists.
Tony Twist.
Then what happened? What information did you learn?
I think it was very loosely referenced,
but
for some reason.
But there's another DiBiase out there.
Get your Google box out.
No, I'm not gonna be able to Google the DiBiase band, and they don't have that kind of information.
Nope.
Gotta call them up.
That's flesh on flesh.
I mean, I wasn't like that boozed up or anything either, so I don't. You know, it's like.
Just not entirely based on the Million Dollar Man.
No, that's all I remember from the conversation that we had.
Maybe it has nothing to do with that at all, but they keep getting that, so they're like...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Loosely.
That's way easier to explain.
It just, yeah.
Yes, that is exactly what? Why we named this.
Have you seen a picture of him, though? Like, you know who he is, right?
Diabase?
DiBiase. The $1 million man.
Show me.
You want to look at him?
You're going to force me to either way.
So you think so?
Cue it up.
I mean, if I don't have to type on my mobile, then I'm not going to.
You are right now.
I know.
I'm watching you.
That's because you asked me to.
No, I never did.
Yeah, you did. You wanted to. You know a song nice. That, you know a song that's from?
Yes.
Yo,
that's a yes. This went down.
$1 million man, Ted DiBiase. Look at that guy.
Oh.
You don't remember that wrestler from your youth?
I was never, you know.
You never just like watched it casually.
I was never a W guy.
WWF.
None of them.
Okay. WCW, no WCW.
NWO.
You didn't play WCW versus NWO on N64.
Or WCW versus NWO Revenge.
Ooh. Was that the second one?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't like make your own wrestlers. Like
that was the first one.
Customize every aspect. That was great at the time.
Yep. You could have Bash at the Beach and be a Hollywood Hogan. And
you recognized them.
Spray on beard.
I have vague memories of those games.
Yeah. We were pretty big into wrestling for that time period. Me and my brother, and like a lot of kids
were.
Yeah. But now I'm pretty much limited to WrestleMania and Royal Rumble. My buddies have parties, and so we just all get together and for those two events, and it's basically like a good excuse for me to eat junk food and watch wrestling. So
sure.
Yeah, hang out with my buddies.
I've heard that Sasha Banks is popular right now. Are you familiar with her?
I think so, maybe.
Okay.
I
don't know.
Well, there's the whole Rousey thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Ronda Rousey's in WWF now?
She went real to fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Rousey?
Rousey, I think.
It's Rousey.
It's definitely
weird.
Rousey, but
I always
where the fuck did you get Rousey from?
That's how I always
it's
like.
It's funny because she was on the cover of like.
I wish it was though. I like that better.
She was on the cover of like UFC 17 or 18. That came out like PlayStation.
And you looked at her. Is that what you're gonna say?
I saw it as.
She's in good shape.
Ad. Huh?
Nice shape.
Yeah, I mean, there's physical fitness for sure. Can't deny that.
Cardiovascular health is
sure. It's important.
Yep.
You know, at our age now, it's just getting tougher to maintain that kind of thing. So I respect that.
Yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
That's fair enough, you know.
I wish we could see your belly.
You want to look at it now?
On the podcast?
On audio.
I think it's covered pretty well.
Like, describe it for the
what
people.
What sound would best capture the shape of...
What sound?
The shape of Punk
bod.
To come.
Your sunless dad bod.
The sunless dad bod?
Just give it a little slap. You heard it here, folks.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about the live show. Is there, I mean, a lot of the groups that you guys were talking about, kind of some of the influences and stuff. I mean, there's some pretty wild stage shows. Do you guys try to incorporate some of that into what you guys do?
Like antics?
Yeah, or...
not
pyrotechnics
really.
And stuff.
Not
yeah.
too much.
Maybe if we get some more money for fireworks.
Yeah.
That's the next step.
Yeah.
That's our next phase.
We've done like some like ironic like covers / jams before, but nothing like.
Well, yeah, but in
Toto.
Yeah.
Choreography.
Yeah, no choreography. It's
right.
I guess we're more occupied with just trying to play well and
sure.
Sound good and
having lights is cool though.
Yeah, like the lights at the ready room are awesome. I want to play, I guess, places like that where it looks cool at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I do some like half-ass kind of gimmicky things in my other band I play with Thorax. Like one show, we all wore denim, or we all wore white.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Well,
Liz's brother had just gotten married, so she had a like a white fluffy like half top thing. So I started wearing that, and then I changed into a suit jacket later.
It
might have been the suit jacket first, and then that thing afterwards. I don't remember.
It was from Dub to Dapper.
Yeah, it was fun though.
Yeah.
I got use out of that white suit again the other night at the Bowie show.
Good.
That's good.
Did you get any ketchup on it?
Ketchup? No.
You could sell a ketchup popsicle to woman in white gloves. Ketchup popsicle? some Tommy Boy for you.
You ever eat paint chips as a kid?
No.
Why? Would you actually say no, or would you just say why?
Yeah,
I couldn't remember.
No. You're right. That's
the need a drink, man? You want like root beer?
Sure.
Fill you up on your sip there. I noticed your glasses.
A and W.
Yeah, man.
Yo,
yeah, man. So, is that, are we feeling maybe a release before the end of the year, or
I think
that's
goal.
The goal for
sure. Yeah, we just gotta finish this last song, and then we can pretty much go at it. Maybe take a couple weeks to record. So hopefully sometime within the next 2 or 3 months.
And you know a guy that can record. So
yeah.
Yeah, we're probably just gonna go over Sawhorse and do it there.
Yeah, you.
Wait, you want to do it right at Sawhorse?
Yeah.
Yeah, you. Well, you work at Sawhorse.
All right.
Boom! Decision made. Live on Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, we were talking
about.
You
can do it at my house too.
We were talking about recording drums and like keyboards at Sawhorse, and then doing the rest of the overdubs at Dan's house.
Yeah.
The only problem with your house is you got that strong. You got a lot of cats. Here's your beer,
thank
man.
You, sir.
Yeah, a lot. What?
You got a lot of cats. That gives me a strong allergic glow.
But that one cat is a lot of cat.
Dude.
But we'll probably do, I guess, all the pianos and organs at Sawhorse.
Named after a Mel Gibson.
Do you think so?
Well, just because they have the piano there.
Magic. That's not a bad idea. Let me get some more.
We're gonna talk you into it right now. This is the best time to do it because we're documenting it. You, whatever you say is what we have to do.
Yep. It's fact.
But like guitars and like synths and any sort of vocals that might get recorded we could record at Dan's house.
It's Oreo time.
You and Oreo?
Hell yeah.
Double stuff, man. Yeah.
I think I'm good for now.
Round of Oreo?
Oh my
beer.
God, yes.
They were $2.99 at my local Walgreen.
Mm. Hey, shout out to Oreos.
So yeah, man.
Product placement.
Proud sponsor of Rock Paper Podcast.
The audio version of Label Out.
I mean, the single stuffed are fine, but you might as well get double.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's the same price, isn't it?
But I guess we'll have like 5 songs to record once we finish this the latest song. So yeah, 5 songs around like 40 minutes of music probably.
We're playing all of them except for one out on all our shows right now. Anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Any shows we've played lately, we've been playing the new songs. Except the newest one, it's secret so far.
What?
What? There's some cookies.
Multiple.
You think it's good to hear it on the cookies. On the camera, on the microphone, on the
camera,
on the audio camera? That's all this is. That's an audio
sound
camera.
Your belly.
Oh, what? They just go. I mean, whoop whoop. Next stop, my thighs. You know where that's from?
You?
The Family Guy reference.
It is.
Side boob.
I don't know about side boob.
That's from Family Guy.
Is that from Family Guy?
The side boob hour. When he has his own TVs.
Anybody want trefoil?
Sure. I thought it was trefoil.
Trefoil?
It's trefoil.
I mean, I think it's more of a... What is Trey a hardy or a softy? Tref is a softy, right?
What are you talking about again?
how to pronounce trefoil? You wanted to say trefoil.
Trefoil.
I think it's tre.
Like a tray of.
Get out of here.
Something. Trefoil? Huh. How'd you say it, Shane?
I don't know.
You want to look at the text with me?
I just eat tagalongs and.
No, stay away from the things you can't pronounce.
I'm not so sure about that.
Tre. It's just T-R-E, tre. If it was an I, it'd be trefoils. If it was an A, it'd be trefoils.
So it's, linguistics.
It's trefoils, yeah.
I don't think we've decided anything.
We need one of those, like, the more you know, banner pop up.
But if only you could telepathically put that in somebody's mind, because you can't, like, see it.
Right.
Because it's just an audio camera. It's not like a full
we don't have that
video camera.
Technology.
Right.
Yet.
Calling it an audio camera.
It's a good term. I like it.
It's
fun.
Well.
Yeah. Teach it to your children.
Listen, so when we had kids, I tried to let my wife let me teach the kids that black was white and white was black because I just wanted to see how long it would take for somebody to tell them that I was an asshole, and I lied to them about it, but I just wanted to see what happened.
Uh-huh.
She wouldn't let me do it. Because it's our kids.
Maybe if you have another child.
I don't think
child.
It would have caused any, like, mental damage. I just think it would have been interesting.
Maybe if you have another child, you can try it with the third one.
Listen,
be like, come on, you got your way at the first two.
If I have another kid right now, it's by accident.
What's that? You can't do the Frankie accent on his wife.
I didn't do a Frankie accident.
Accident?
You
accidentally
did
that.
I didn't
do
a Frankie accent.
You
guys are killing me here.
I thought of one of my favorite stories. Brian Posehn was on Conan.
I do like Brian.
One night, and it, right around when he was had his child. And he was talking about choosing how to raise his kid, and he said he was going to, he was debating on how to introduce Weird Al to his kid. And he was saying, we appreciate Weird Al because we've heard the originals, and then we know the parody versions of his, you know, that Al does. And then, like, but he was like, what if I taught my kid only about Weird Al? And then, like, he gets to high school and he goes to some dance and he's like, who's this guy ruining Eat It? You know, and he's like, I just thought that was such a funny idea, like, you know, just to, you think Weird Al's, you know, created all these songs and stuff, so. Would have been pretty great, but I don't know if he stuck with it or not.
I always appreciated Weird Al growing up.
Yeah.
That was some of the first music that I really got into.
Amish Paradise was, like, my introduction to Weird Al, and then I went back and dug through other stuff later.
Yeah, like Amish Paradise, another one, Rides the Bus.
I don't know if I've heard that one.
It's accordion.
Oh, yeah. That was
pretty
like one of the originals. Like, I think he did it.
Yeah, I think that was his first album.
Did it live? Like, I think on Dr. Demento's or Cinema Tape or something. Like, in that, like, that's what helped start his career.
I think it was probably like his first actual like single or whatever.
So it was like Weird Al in 3D. Was that his second album?
I don't know.
The one with Buy Me a Condo on it.
I think another one, Rides the Bus, was like probably like 1979 or something, like really early. And another one on, and another one on, another one rides the bus.
so like pure, but like good. Simple and squeaky clean.
He's still at it. He just did some.
He was like number one on the charts for the first, like, that was a few years ago.
Well,
but
just like a week ago, he did something like with for the Hamilton soundtrack, like did some kind of remix with it.
Yeah, really. Trefoil.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
I got plenty.
So yeah, he's still
take one, Dan.
Still what?
Come on,
putting
I had
out
like
new music.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for Weird.
Dude, his production quality on this stuff is so good too.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The sound one. I know that.
He was
Have you seen him on Tip and Eric Awesome Show?
I don't think I've seen him there, but he was on Stern Show. He was on Stern Show a little while back, and it was pretty funny because he's like, they took a picture together, and like we had to get a picture together to prove that we're two different people. Like, you know, that so many people, because they look a lot alike with the hair, the black curly hair and stuff.
Hey,
so,
bud.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was pretty funny. Well, you guys want to go do some jamming?
Yeah, we'll do some jams.
Yeah, we're gonna play a couple of the new songs.
Yeah, we'll get
fun.
Do you have any more Blastar related questions?
I mean, I really honestly didn't prepare any questions. I like to just see where it goes.
Oh, yeah, just free.
I mean, free form.
Stream of consciousness. Bless you, Shane.
Who knew we would be talking about Pee-wee and
Kyle's dad? Yeah, Kyle's dad. Twisted Sister. Yeah.
It wasn't on your list of questions.
Yeah, I talked about my dad.
What do you guys feel about Pee-wee?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of was hoping that these guys would talk about their dads and, like, the kind of music they got from their dads, but...
Derek, for real.
They didn't want to go into that.
Jesus.
What'd you say?
Derek for real is Shane's dad.
I gotta pee.
Not Shane. No, I don't know.
I think Shane's dad's name is Joe.
On what?
Joe Kanamanwai?
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, Shane said another word.
He might have said his actual Thai name, but I think he has a...
Wait.
American name that he goes by.
That's cool.
Oh, so yeah. His American name is Joe?
Shane's dad was over here.
I believe so. Yeah, Shane's dad's been over here.
He hung out at a Blastar practice.
That wasn't the first time he hung out for a Blastar practice.
Really? Yeah. Watched us play and stuff.
Man, I gotta have one more trefoil. Nobody's arguing with me on the pronunciation. They're good. They put a lot of salt in these, you know, so they just want you to eat, like, six. You know, it's hard. I've done pretty good, though. I mean, I haven't tapped into these in, like, 2 weeks. I still have another row left, so.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I'm moderating decently.
Yeah.
Pongwut. That's my dad's name.
Huh?
Pongwut.
Pongwut?
Pongwut.
But it goes by Joe, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I always forget what Brett's dad's name is. I think it's, like, Steven.
Doesn't sound right.
It might be like Steven. Or Stefan. No, it's not that. It's maybe Simon.
Whoa.
He might have said Henry one time. Dan's dad's name is Carmen.
Carmine.
Carmine.
Is it a hard I like that?
Yes.
Carmine?
Nobody uses
it's Carmine.
That. Everybody calls him Carmen, but it's Carmine.
You ever heard this song Carmen by Toto?
I think you've shown me that.
Have I?
Hum a little ditty.
Carmen! That's all I remember from it.
A little double time shuffle.
Yeah, there's a shuffle to it.
Of course.
Let me pull it up on my mobile YouTube.
It's Jeffy. Oh, Jeffy. He's our Jeffy.
Oh, our Jeffy. Our sweet Jeff.
Jeffy. Speaking of Toto, I saw a video of this guy replaced his, Car dinger noise.
Yes, with Africa. Yeah.
It's pretty great.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
This is off of Isolation, I believe. Oh, they want me to do a survey, but I'm not.
I brought a fresh beer with me. Some of the gentlemen. If anyone wants it.
Are you offering up a bush? So I think that's Fergie Ferguson on vocal there. That was in the band for a short amount of time.
Fergie Ferguson.
He is on the band for this album.
What else is he on? Like, as if I'm supposed to know who that is.
It's Fergie Ferguson. Fergie.
It might be like Fergie Fredrickson, though. I might be saying it wrong. Pretty good chorus, though.
Froggy Ferguson.
This is Toto.
Frank Ferguson.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is off Isolation. There's lips on the cover.
What else is on Isolation? There's like something.
Mostly just Fergie songs.
That's good. Not some tunes.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm gonna smoke while we transition.
There's some good tunes though. I listened to it for a while.
All that. Oh yeah. Well, you can get involved with Blastar on Bandcamp, Spotify. follow these guys on Facebook for some more upcoming dates soon.
Yeah, we try to update pretty regularly if we have something coming up.
Yeah.
As soon as we get, like, the new recordings, those will be up on Bandcamp right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. That'd be good.
If you have anything you want to say about your dad, send us a message about it. You know,
we appreciate that.
We have like a 9 hour response time on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, that's a pretty good rating.
That's very good.
Yeah. We have a great rating. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, Shane.
Thanks. Thank you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.